field, 34-28. Vikings lose a heartbreaker. Last play. Coach, I've never been a part of a team and organization, even though I was on that 85 team that came back against Philadelphia. But to give up 17 points, 6 turnovers, and still put yourself in a position to win the game on the last play, what does that say about the resolve of your guys?
You know, I told them after the game, I just have so much respect for each and every one of them. I mean, there was nothing early in that game to tell you as a fan that we were going to fight the way we fought. And, you know, I feel bad for our guys that we didn't come away with a win, but extremely proud of their effort that they continue to give despite some tough, tough losses this season. Just, you know, solid, solid group of men who, I mean, just continue to fight.
Coach, take me through the last play. What were the options? I mean, you get the ball down on the one-yard line. What were the options that that Joe Webb had on that last play? And take us through what you saw from your vantage point.
Well, we anticipated zero coverage, and that's what we got. And we felt like we had a good one-on-one situation, either a fade ball or a stop fade on the with the matchups outside. And unfortunately, from what I was told, somebody grabbed Joe's face mask, and, you know, he wasn't able to get his arm where he needed to get it to make a throw. You know, just a tough deal. We thought we had what we wanted if we could have executed the play.
Coach, Christian Ponder was a game-time decision. You decided to go with him as a starter after seeing him work out. The decision to make the change, what did you see? I know he took a shot after that last pass. What did you see that was a determining factor to make the change?
Although he had taken off a couple times out of the pocket and run with the ball, I just felt like on that last interception, there was an opportunity for him to maybe scramble. And the Christian that we've grown accustomed to seeing in the short time he's been a starter didn't do that. He made a bad, bad decision. And I just knew then, you know what, this is not a good thing. So sit down and talk with him and told the coaches it was time for us to make a change.
I know you will reevaluate the injury, his condition, and all of those things next week. Joe Webb comes in, gives you a huge shot in the arm with his legs and his arm, tying a Vikings team record for quarterbacks rushing for 100 yards. I'm not sure if he broke that, but what a tremendous effort by Joe Webb.
Just a great effort by Joe. He's a tremendous athlete, as you know, and just put that on display today. Really gave us a boost. When he got in the game and made a lot of plays with his feet and his arm as well.
You made some changes in the secondary after the second Detroit touchdown. Can you take us through that? Did not see Cedric Griffin on the field a lot after that.
Yeah, you know, we talked all week long about playing better in the secondary. You know, we're not with our full complement of players in the secondary, but with the guys that we have, we just feel like you have to be able to execute the basic fundamentals and techniques of what we do. And if you physically get beat, that's one thing, but to not execute some of the basic techniques, that's something we have to be better at, and we made a change in that area.
And your secondary did well after that, shutting Detroit down, not completely, but doing a solid job getting off the field. Benny Sapp and others, Ashley Allen playing hurt, but we didn't even see him on special teams. I know that you had a conversation with him. What was that conversation like?
Just explained to him what we need from him, and, you know, wanted him to understand why we were making the switch, and that was it.
Your players, some of your big players on defense, Kevin Williams, Jared Allen, and the likes, LaTroy Guy, and a lot of young players continued to made plays when you needed to make them.
And no doubt, I thought Fred Puckett and the defensive staff put together a very good plan against a high potent offense, and kept them in check for most of the day, and you know, we just couldn't get over the hump.
Coach, last question. What did you tell your guys? I mean, I know it's a cliche, and it may sound like a broken record, but your guys are just, you know, doing a phenomenal job. What did you tell them after the game?
I told them about that, Greg, that just appreciate so much how they continue to battle despite the circumstances that we're in. Every week they continue to fight, and there was nothing today early in the game that would tell you that we would get to where we were in the fourth quarter, but because of the character of those men and the fight that they have, I mean, you know, it's just, as I said earlier, I just feel bad that we couldn't get that final play to win the game, because they deserve a break, man. They're busting their tails every day in practice. You should see the way they practice and prepare. It's, you would not know that we've lost 11 games with the way they prepare, and it's just, it's hard.
Coach, thanks a lot for your time.
All right.
Greg Coleman back in the Vikings locker room with wide receiver Percy Harvin. Percy, I mean, just looked at each other and said, you know, how long, when, you know, what does this team have to do in order to get over the hump?
I really don't know. All I can say is we're practicing hard. We have good spirits. The practice with the mind of hard work. Just things just seeming not going our way right now. But we're just going to keep pushing and keep grinding, and it's going to turn for us sooner or later.
You know, you're down 17 points at halftime. You know, off the turnovers, you give up 17 points. The adjustments that you made at halftime, what were those like?
We just knew the ball. We knew they had a couple corners down. We knew they was going to go to zone. They didn't have enough corners to match our three receivers. So we were going to stay in the base cover two, which was going to leave a couple spots in the defense. And he did that and then created a lot of turnovers. So this team, we got a lot of positive things going on. We just can't get over that hump.
What kind of shot does Joe Webb give you, you know, with his arms and his legs? Just talk with Coach Frazier about that. Just talk about this kid.
I call him a mini Vic. Like I said, I grew up with Vic, watch Vic. And I see a lot of stuff that I see in Vic and Joe. That I actually think a little faster. Vic might be a little quicker, but he's going to keep plays open. He's going to be exciting. You know, he's going to keep a lot of plays alive. He's going to break tackles. And just keep everybody excited, and it gives you a lot of hope on offense to know even when the play may not be called right, he can still keep the play alive.
Take me through that last play, last question. You're down on the one-yard line. What were the options? Were you the primary receiver? And Detroit, you got to give Detroit credit. They made a heck of a play.
Definitely did. They did a no deep blitz, which basically they blitzed more people than we can block. They had two free rushers, so it was a matter of time of Joe being able to catch the ball and get it out the air before they was in his face. So he wasn't able to do that, and you see he had to scramble, and he almost kept the play alive. Just too many tacklers.
All right, Percy, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
That's wide receiver Percy Harvin. Hey, Mus, back to you guys in Twin Cities. Greg Coleman back in the Vikings locker room with quarterback Joe Webb. Joe, what a unbelievable performance. I mean, what went through your mind when Coach Leslie Frazier came to you or Coach Musgrave and said, hey, listen, you're going to go in and replace Christian Webb? What went through your mind?
I just feel I need to go in and get an offense a little spark, you know. Obviously, I mean, Christian, he's doing a good job, man. You know, Christian did a great job all day, but I just want to come in and, you know, they told me my time was up. I mean, it was time for my time to come in, so I just want to give a spark.
And that spark you gave. Now, taking the reps all week, knowing that the majority of reps during practice, did that help prepare you for one of the most improbable comebacks in Vikings team history?
Yes, it helped prepare me a lot, you know, to get in with the first team guys, you know, to get the feel of them, get comfortable with them in the huddle, and, you know, that you go out there and lead them.
How much fun did you have? It seems like you were having fun, Joe.
Yeah, this game always fun. You know, I'm blessed with a lot of talent to play this game. And, you know, I just go out there to have fun. You never know when it's your last snap. So, just go out there and enjoy it.
Take us through the last play. What was the option call? What was the play call?
It was pass play, you know, quick fade or slant, depending on how the DB played. So, you know, I probably should have threw it out of bounds and give us one more chance. But, you know, I can't take the play back. So, it's just a mistake to learn from. And I will carry that mistake on with me in the future.
All right, Joe, thanks for your time.
All right, thanks.
That's quarterback Joe Webb. Hey, guys, back to you back in the Twin Cities.